State Representative Brian King has been serving in the Utah legislature since 2009. He'll be running for re-election this year for another two-year term. He represents about 5,000 constituents in Summit County. He's an attorney who represents clients who have had their health, life, or disability insurance canceled. For the upcoming session, which starts January 27th, lawmakers will have some extra money to play with. By state law, some of that must be deposited into the state's rainy day fund. King thinks the majority of what's remaining should be spent on public education. He'd like to see a better way to fund education than pumping money into it when times are good.
People talk about the need to be creative as opposed to just spending money in terms of improving our public education system, and I don't have a problem with that idea at all. However, I think that there are a lot of people who undersell or don't believe the effectiveness that increased funding can have, too. If this was a state that had, you know, average levels of funding, that would be one thing. But we are woefully behind every other state in the country in terms of how we fund public education. I just think we need to make a commitment to increase public ed at higher levels.
While Utah may spend a higher percentage of its state budget on education, on a per-pupil level, it's still last in the country. He thinks he has a way to change that.
Having larger family sizes comes accountability and responsibility. We need to step up to the plate and bite the bullet and say, okay, if we're going to choose to have more children, we need to make sure that we commit ourselves to doing what's necessary to funding the education of those kids. And that's the thing that makes me crazy. And, you know, I've run two or three times in the past a bill to increase funding for public education through a progressive increase of our income tax rates, and that hasn't gone anywhere. But I think that I'm going to continue to push that in the future, because the folks who are in the best position to help pay for public education are those folks at the higher end of the income scale.
While he can get behind Senator Pat Jones's bill that would eliminate exemptions for children on the Utah income tax, he's not sure it has the traction it needs to get approved.
It's hard because that's not so much a progressive change as it is saying to folks who have bigger families and more children, you need to pay a greater degree, to a greater degree, you need to pay your way and pay your own freight, which I like, but I am a little concerned about doing that when you've got people of limited means. Nevertheless, I think that's a move in the right direction. Senator Jones' bill, I support it. I think an even better move would be to increase the progressive income tax rates of the state of Utah.
King predicts that a lot of time this session will be spent discussing how to clean up Utah's dirty air. He says there are lots of ideas, and he expects that some of them will be implemented during the session.
In the past, Democrats have really been out front and vocal about the need to clean up our air. And what we've seen in the past two, three, 4 years is a greater acknowledgement of the need for that on the part of some folks that in the past have really not bought off on it so much. A lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives are coming around to the idea that the need to do something with regard to our air quality is important for purposes not just of public health, and of course it's very important there, but for purposes of economic development. One of the problems that we have in attracting business to Utah is that people get off the plane, look around, and say, you have to breathe this every day? Let's get back on the plane and go back to, you know, wherever we came from, because we're not going to come to Utah with air quality like this.
There's no one big solution, he says. Rather, it'll take a series of small actions to make a difference in the air quality.
We live in a geographic area that is susceptible to these inversions, and there are always going to be air quality problems and along the Wasatch Front. It's as simple as that. But we can make incremental improvements in air quality along the lines of, for example, moving to Tier 3 gasoline, or only a few homes in the valley, in the Salt Lake Valley, that are permitted to burn wood at all times, because those homes have been found to have wood burning as the sole source of their heat. Well, my goodness, you could go in and for those homes, even at complete taxpayer cost, $5,000 to $10,000 a home, convert them over to having clean burning energy. And the effect of that would be huge. I mean, one wood burning home pollutes to the same degree of like 20 or 30,000 non-wood-burning homes. I mean, that's the disparity.
One of the bills King will be introducing will be to limit campaign contributions.
I mean, if somebody wants to write me a $50,000 or $100,000 check for my legislative campaign, they can do that, and there's absolutely no restriction under Utah law on that. I think the idea that getting that size of a contribution, any candidate getting that size of a contribution, not having an undue influence on them is just, you know, sort of wishful thinking. And so my bill would limit the amount of campaign contributions to the levels that were recommended by the Governor's Commission on Strengthening Democracy.
That's State Representative Brian King. He can be reached at briansking@le.utah.gov. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.